Hi, this is voice actor Karen Cummins. Thanks for stopping by my blog. Today I'm here to talk about your voiceover career requiring time and energy. Nothing lasts forever. The most unforeseen circumstances will swamp you and baffle the wisest calculations. Only vitality and plenty of it helps you. Washington A. Roebling. Washington Roebling's name may not be familiar to you. He's not in the voiceover industry. In fact, he has nothing to do with voiceover or entertainment. However, I recently read about him and his monumental accomplishment, and his quote applies to anyone pursuing a big dream, including a career in voiceover. You see, Washington Roebling was an engineer. Not just any engineer, but the chief engineer behind the famous Brooklyn Bridge. I recently read David McCulloch's fascinating and extremely well-researched novel, The Great Bridge, which describes the people, risks, relationships, political environment, and long processes involved to build that bridge. It's the sort of sweeping, satisfying book I would love to narrate, but these historical books are usually about men and therefore narrated by men in the audiobook. But I digress. Part of the story that is so remarkable is that Roebling fell seriously ill and wasn't even on site during much of the construction. Yet he pressed on until the Brooklyn Bridge was completed and his dream realized. With his wife's admirable and steadfast assistance, Roebling wrote such an incredible collection of notes and designs that his assistant engineers were able to complete the work to his specifications without his supervision. The online Merriam-Webster dictionary defines vitality as physical or mental vigor, especially when highly developed. I can't agree too much with Roebling's assessment that vitality is necessary to accomplish anything of importance, especially a voiceover career. However, I would also add time to the equation. Many people jump into voiceovers with the expectation that a lucrative and easy career awaits them. Unlike an engineer, they don't study the landscape or make calculations about the best way to proceed. They may give up before achieving the level of success that they seek. I've often heard that entertainers and sports stars who are considered to be an overnight success usually have been working diligently and learning their profession for 10 years or more. This passage in John Maxwell's book, Put Your Dreams to the Test, 10 Questions That Will Help You See It and Seize It, better explains that theory. Author and speaker Jim Rohn points out, the twin killers of success are impatience and greed. I believe they are often the killers of dreams as well. Most people want results that are quick and dramatic. However, the reality is that most dreams are achieved very slowly, and the results come about unspectacularly. If you have achieved any major goals in your life, then you already know that realizing goals can be less thrilling than imagining them. That's why you need to learn to take satisfaction in the journey and find fulfillment in the small steps along the way. Drew and I visited New York City for the July 4th holiday, and we walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. Although I've seen it many times, I could only fully appreciate its immense size, strength, and beauty while actually standing on it. The construction process took 14 years, which was 2 to 3 times longer and at a far greater cost than the original estimate. Had Roebling not maintained his vitality and persevered through unimaginable obstacles over long stretches of time, this masterpiece of American architecture would not be standing. I thought again about the time and energy needed to complete a dream while we watched Macy's July 4th fireworks on the Hudson River. We were treated to a spectacular 30-minute show, but the tremendous planning and coordination, including the actual fireworks manufacture and testing, must have started as soon as the festivities were finished last year, or perhaps even earlier. I created a short video of some highlights from the fireworks and added music from my royalty-free library. I'm posting the video here for your viewing pleasure. Time and vitality have been necessary ingredients in my voiceover business since its inception. Like anyone, I have had and continue to have personal challenges, like the losses of my dad in 2003 and my mother just 2 months ago in May. In the past couple of weeks, Drew and I were shocked to learn that his position as a lead software engineer has been eliminated after 12 years of employment with his company. So we're unexpectedly starting a new chapter of our lives. I don't bring up my personal obstacles to gain your sympathy, but to point out that vitality is needed to sustain the momentum in my voiceover career while time marches on. You may have noticed that even my blog entries lately have required an unusual amount of time and energy to complete. Many days I have to judge my progress on my voiceover dreams based on incremental forward movement. However, like Roebling and his bridge, I continue to focus on my vision of success, counting my blessings and victories as I go along. What kind of correlation do you notice between time and energy in pursuing your voiceover goals? I'd love to hear from you with comments on the blog at KarenCummins.com. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope you're living the life of your dreams.